Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. This month on the program, well, we're just talking about the Wuzzles, the episode in question. What's up, Stax? Original air date, December the 7th, 1985. A day that will live in infamy, only because this was the last episode of the Wuzzles to ever air.
Well, yeah, with a vicious anti-capitalist message like this, it makes sense it would be his last one.
I don't know if it's anti-capitalist. Yeah, I think it's kind of anti-communist a little bit.
Anti-greed, I thought.
Yeah. It is anti-greed. It's kind of both sides-ism, I feel.
It's like, oh, you give everybody access to all the money. They're all going to grab it. Like, tycoon fucking raccoon man.
Right, right.
Needs to hold on to it.
But he also loses it.
So he does.
They're all stupid.
Speaking of stupid, the Wuzzles. Now, Eric Siska.
Yes.
Last month on the program, we did the Newsles.
Correct.
Which was my childhood weirdo cartoon that I remembered. Now, you were conflating it with the Wuzzles, which was yours.
Yeah, this is a cartoon I saw a bunch growing up, but have very little memory of it. And now I'm incredibly embarrassed. But the premise of this is they're like weird combo animals.
Yes.
Like there's what the fuck's the lion?
It's a lion
and a
that's a bumblebee, right? As well,
but they have like shortened names for that stuff. There's an Ella Roo, which is an elephant with a kangaroo,
a rhino, and a monkey.
So there's a bumbalion, which is a bumblebee and a lion.
That's right.
And you mentioned the tycoon guy, which I think actually might be a tiger mixed with a raccoon.
It is.
The tie. Yeah.
Butter Bear, which is a butterfly bear. Okay. Ellaroo, which is an elephant kangaroo.
Uh-huh.
Moosel, who's not in this episode, is a moose and a seal. He's in the theme song, though. Hippopotamus, which is a rabbit and a hippopotamus.
Okay.
Rhinoceros, which is a rhinoceros and a monkey.
Okay.
And this is the one that confused me during the show, which is they just called him Croc, but he's a crocosaur, which is half crocodile, half dinosaur.
Oh, that's dumb.
Exactly. Wow. What are we talking
about? You can't bring dinosaurs into this.
You know what I think is happening? I think there might be a Jack Hammond type of guy or like human centipede German doctor that's breeding these fucking
Dieter
weird...
Oh, Laser?
Yeah, these are fucking monsters. This, the only way this can happen is mad science.
By the way, credited... I'm looking on the main IMDb page here. Credited in one episode... Our buddy, the legend Frank Welker.
Of course.
This must just be noises of some kind because he's credited as Mockingbird Dogs. Yeah, all one word.
Rough. That guy could bark like a dog, I'll tell you that.
It's not the Giraffestrich.
Oh, no. That thing was fucking creepy,
really weird.
Dude.
Yeah,
that was a nightmare. I do agree with the mad science thing. Right. Also, I never watched the show growing up, but I know someone, because now it's just one of those sense memories.
You know someone?
Somebody I knew had a stuffed animal of the rhinoceros monkey.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, like I picked that up and I just remember holding that thing.
Yeah, I never weird. Saw
You looked any, into its eyes.
I never saw any of the merch. I just believe this was on
the merch.
The Disney Channel nonstop. Okay, now Chris Cabin's handing me a photograph of I guess these are Wuzzle.
They're all the Wuzzles.
They look kind of just like stuffed animals that are old.
Yeah, they're
because
like
they
really
have like hair.
They're like really lazy. Like Hippopotamus just has like these black eyes.
Oh yeah, look at these cheap ass fucking toys, huh? Steve, say that.
Let me see.
By the way, Chris Cabin, time to get a new fucking screen guard there, buddy.
Never. Don't tell me what to
are
do.
Are these them? Oh yeah, that's them. Yeah. Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, they're really cheap. They're just like really cheaply made.
I never had any toys from the Wuzzles. I didn't have like. I don't think I had tons of toys compared to.
You guys had a slinky boys. Once, but you straightened it?
Kind of.
So this episode, the basic gist is there's a bunch of Wuzzles who are excited because there is something called the Fall Funtime Festival coming up. I can only imagine that has something to do with sacrificing a Wuzzle.
Sure. That's the Festival of Samhain.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I'm expecting some sort of midsummer situation here.
But you guys are just plowing right through. There was a great joke up at the top of the episode that still holds up, of course.
Of course.
Because there's squirrely birds.
Sure.
Which are squirrels mixed with birds. And the thing, get this, guys.
Uh-huh.
They don't fly south for the winter. They throw their nuts south for the winter.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
This is like what informed me. This is what made my mind the way it is.
Makes total sense.
I see. This is starting to.
I was going to say, there's nothing great about this except for the disappointment.
Yeah, which is what my parents say.
It's solid Disney animation at the very, like, the animation's clean looking. It reminds me very much. I was looking up on the Wikipedia, which makes sense that this came out the exact same time as the Gummy Bears.
I was just gonna say, yeah, the animation is exactly the same. These little monsters are styled the same way
as the what?
The Gummy Bears cartoon.
I don't know. I've never heard of this.
What?
It's a Stay Tuned, man. Was it before or after the Snickers hour?
They were
the
bears.
Mattel Chucklebot hour.
It was, you would like it, Eric, because it took place in a medieval fantasy realm wherein a bunch of bears hung out and did stuff, but their special power was they all bounced on their asses to get places.
After chugging a half carafe of gummy juice.
Yeah, exactly.
Gummy juice.
Yeah, it was the potion that
fucked up and bounced on their dicks.
I don't want to see anything with bears bouncing on their butts that isn't rated XXX.
There's this fall festival, and the thing is, like, everybody has to get a good costume, and, like, this Bumbleine, who I think is a protagonist mostly.
Yeah, he seems like their leader.
But actually, I think it's now, this is like a Halloween episode that they changed to fall so that they could... I guess fall wouldn't even make sense in the foreign market either.
Oh, that's true. But I mean, also, I think
I guess you just overdub it.
I don't even know what society, because why did any of these things have money if they don't have jobs? And like, what even is this society?
Get a job, Wuzzle.
Why do these Wuzzles need cell phones?
Oh, Bumbleine, yeah, that's your answer for everything. Tattoo it on your forehead. The bum's lost, Bumbleine. Bum's lost.
Wrong. Hold on. I'm asking, how does any of the society work? Is there any, like, why are we even having money exchanged for goods and services if it doesn't seem like anyone has jobs?
What are you talking about? There's the shopkeep. He fucking owns the shop.
So what are these, like, these fucking counterculture dudes just dropped out?
They're deadbeats. The Wuzzles are akin to the Manson family.
Got it.
I was going to say those shitheads from Rent. We're artists. We don't have to pay rent. We create. What a fucking floppy dick argument that is.
Hoppo runs the local theater. Okay, that's one thing.
Sure. Oh, right. Yeah. I feel like if we expanded this episode and watched all 13.
Which we will.
We would know the other, the professions that these Wuzzles practice.
Serious question.
Yeah.
What if we just, for a year and a month... I guess now it would be just a year after this month.
Yeah.
A year of the Wuzzles.
Oh, we might go mad. Also, I don't know if all 13 are posted on Daily Motion.
But also, Patreon would just shut us down. Yeah. We're not allowing this to happen. Yeah. We're not allowed.
They're like, they're going to deplatform, like, hate speech and Wuzzle talk. Like, come on. Like, this must be some type of furry white supremacist splinter cell.
Very possible. So they're like, okay, you're usually a ghost. He's like, yeah, I'm tired of being a ghost. I want a cool costume this year. So they go to the shop. And I don't even know what the shop is. He's like a fucking bear or something or
it's
other.
A Spirit Halloween store.
This guy was weird though, right? Yeah. He was like a
badger or something.
Yeah, but he's got a hat on. Yeah. He kind of looked like he could have been in Fraggle Rock, to be totally honest.
And he's like, oh yeah, and you want that shit's $14.50. Like, I don't have any fucking money. He's like, get the fuck out of my store.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like, why are they going to the store and why are they dead set on buying costumes there when they know they don't have any money?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's why you do the five-finger discount, my friend.
Exactly.
Like, well, some of these Wuzzles are trying to barter, though.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, let me... Exactly. Like, oh, I'll do your thing, your dishes for a month or whatever they're saying.
I will suck your dick. Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
I need this fucking Fall Fun Festival costume. I will fucking suck you. I'll suck off your whole fucking family.
I will let you fuck me.
Quick question about the Wuzzles.
Sure.
And I'm not... Everyone right now at home are like, oh, here comes the genitalia talk. It's not coming. I'm curious.
Oh, you think it's like mixed like...
Damn it, no.
The bee's dick and the fucking bear's dick.
Oh, you did this to yourself.
I did. I'm mostly concerned why all the animals have wings.
Yeah.
They all have like these weird little butterfly wings.
Everyone does in the whole planet. But yeah, it's gross.
That's a easy way to just get out of the like, mix all these stupid fucking things. Put a wing on it. It's a mosquito.
I guess the wings are what unites them as a people, as a society.
I see. Yeah. That's like
the one thing they have in common.
The one true Wuzzle. attribute.
That's, I don't think the monkey fucking badger porcupine thing, whatever it is, the monkey rhino, that doesn't have wings.
I think he does.
I don't think he does.
I'm pulling it up.
I'm pretty sure they all had little tiny wings on them. But maybe like not enough to fly.
Now, what would happen when you interbreed them?
Like, oh, but that's a great question.
Then you're like four asexual animals in once, though.
Right, yeah.
You know that scene in The Fly when the monkey goes into the other thing? Uh-huh. That's it. They birth one of those.
Yeah, he's got little wings.
Yeah, he definitely does. Now, like, what? Now you breed them enough, does it just become like a pile of like glop? Like an unrecognizable, like if you get, show like, me an animal that's part 5-7 animals, I'm not going to know what that thing looks like.
You know
like
what'll happen, dude? It's like Ron Silver at the end of Time Cop. That's what these wuzzles look like. Yes.
Don't touch me!
Just puddles of fucking wuzzle goop.
A trash blob.
Yeah.
Also annoying about this cartoon is one of the things where like the beings are also the name of the show, and yes, much like the Smurfs, we are putting in wuzzle where other words should be.
Exactly. Was this and was that.
Yep. Very stupid.
Suck my was.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Get that was out of my face. Stop hitting me in the face with your was.
Jew was my sister. Hey, Jew was my sister.
Your was in the juice.
Oh, man. So they...
No, wasn't the juice.
They go back to their flop house, these fuckers, and they're like, hey, man, let's figure out a way to get these costumes. Also, I'm really itchy. So the boys...
Wuzzy Manson.
The boys, what do they try and do? They try and do...
they have a yard sale, because this fucking elephant kangaroo just starts pulling shit out of its body.
Disgusting.
He's like, oh, let me open my underwear. What's this? Oh, it's a huge telescope. Yeah, Mary Poppins bag in my fucking crotch.
Exactly. The girls, the hippopotamus and the butterbear are baking pies, but the fucking the hippopotamus is so fucking fat.
Dude, I cannot believe this cartoon character.
This is them raising money to then buy the costumes by doing this yard sale, but already the... hippopotamus lady? I don't remember what
Hoppo.
She was.
Yeah.
What was she combined with?
A rabbit.
A rabbit and a hippopotamus.
Right. Well, she's constantly body shamed in this episode.
Oh, I look. No, yeah,
this
stop.
Has already happened already because she tried to buy a Tinkerbell costume and someone's like, what are you, the fucking Loch Ness monster?
Yeah, it's right. It's like, yeah, actually, I don't know. I think I look beautiful, if that's all right with you.
This was one of the things.
Also, I'm a fucking hippopotamus. There's no way for me to be skinny, you there's asshole.
There's also jokes of like, well, if she fucking stopped eating all the goddamn time.
This was where I first started getting hip to this whole inserting was where it shouldn't be. Because the guy, whatever fucking creature is like, oh my God, it's the Loch Ness Monster. And she's like, no, I'm supposed to be Tinker Was. Yeah. And I'm like,
so she's eating all these pies, so they don't sell anything.
Right, right. That's part of the bake sale in addition to the yard sale. And then she just eats all the merchandise because she's
overweight. That's she's what just they be do. Shot in the head.
That's
she's
just the head. What they do. So, I'm a guy riding the wuzzles.
Sorry, little girl, you're too fucking fat. Yeah, I'm a guy.
I made this character after my fucking ex-wife, Stacy.
And whatever. So he like, and like this lady comes up to the yard sale and he's like, let me give you something out of my dick. And this fucking, this like fucking, this elephant like pulls it out. She throws up. I don't want that shit. It's disgusting.
Well, it's fucking hilarious because they're like, we got anything you want or whatever. She's like, oh yes. How about, you know, she names something and the dude like fucking fingers himself for a little bit. Then he's like, nope, don't have one of those in there.
Right. He does not pull cum out or anything
no,
like that.
No, not at all. Then so that doesn't we'll go back to the drawing board. Speaking of the Manson family,
yeah,
a rich guy moves in next door. This is the tycoon, is a tiger and a raccoon, who's adorable by the
very
way.
Very adorable, top hat and all.
He doesn't have wings for sure.
Oh, that's he's got a jacket, so you don't know what's
some
going
of these, and it's the same thing like the shopkeep. That guy's wearing a coat too.
See, I think the moneyed people try to hide that shit. Or maybe they get trimmed.
Dog's ears.
Yeah. Get a pin to your back.
Well, these are the wuzzles that know shame.
Right, exactly. Most of them run around naked all the time. They do. What the fuck do you need a costume
free
for?
Free society, man.
It's true.
Here's the fall fun festival, all right? You all get in your costumes. Uh-huh. Then a couple of old people, right? They jump off this cliff. And then if these old Wuzzles don't die on the way down, there's a big fucking pipe hitting Wuzzle that comes out with a massive sledgehammer and crushes their skulls.
And then Hopo puts her pubes in a pie that is eaten by Butterbear.
Butterbear makes the pie and eats it herself, has no idea she's chowing on pubes.
And Bumbleion has to have sex with all these other ones. Yeah. And
these old Wuzzles are pushing his ass in, making sure that fucking bee cock actually works. Because who the fuck knows? I never know. I don't know what a bee's cock looks like.
Dinodactyl and a bunch of the other ones.
And then what's crazy is they take, after the fucking is done, they take that the bumble whatever and they stick him inside the crocodino who's been fucking murdered and hollowed out at this point.
Sure.
And then they just burn the whole town down.
Mm, that sounds right.
Yeah, why not?
None of that happens.
Right.
They wind up so this guy's like, oh, and this fucking idiot raccoon, man. Like you move into a new neighborhood, you don't let anyone know what kind of TV you got.
Nope.
You don't let anyone know what kind of fucking car you're driving if you can help it. And you certainly don't let them know you have a fucking money tree, you idiot.
Yeah. This is like you did this in your indoor atrium or something. You do not want this.
Because he actually is trying to be private, and then they're like, let's fucking wait out and see what this guy's got.
Yeah, we're fucking dirtbags from town, and we just crawl over any fence. Everything is ours.
Yeah, he's trying to be secretive about it, but they look through his glory hole, and they see that he's got this thing outside, which is insane.
Yes, agreed. And they're like, oh, we should go get his... oh, shit, you got a money tree? Can we have a money tree too, man?
That's one enough for me and my old lady, man.
Wait a minute, man. Who's talking? Because this narrator comes in. Dude, what the fuck? I mean, you do not need this guy, Jeff the narrator, whoever this guy is.
He sounds like Tim Matheson a lot, actually.
He definitely does,
I think this is in every episode.
Yeah. Robert Wuzzle.
And basically the guy's like, hey, listen, you fucking Wuzzles. I'm not going to give you my money tree. I made this money tree. He's a tycoon. He wants to be a zillionaire.
Right.
And they're like, okay. He's like, well, I do have this money tree seed that you can grow your own money tree. But you got to give me something for it, man. Hey, man, I ain't getting free. And he's like looking at the hippopotamus. You got to give me something for it.
Right? What are you going to give me?
Maybe you just hang out in my house for a while.
Clearly explicit, give me sexual favors
for
this seed. But these muscles are too fucking dense to get it. So they're just like, oh, yeah, I got a fucking piece of shit catcher's mitt and a fucking Wuzzle bat or whatever at home. So they gather all their meager possessions and it's fucking sad as fuck. It's
trash.
And they just drop everything they've ever accumulated in life, everything they've ever loved, they drop at the feet of this capitalist scumbag.
And he's like, for the money tree, I'll take all of it. They're like, but not all of it. Like, yeah, all of it. But
and they do. Hoppo.
Yeah, totally.
Indecent proposal.
It's a fucking Bumbleion rubbing around in a bed full of money.
Oh, ew. So he takes all their stuff in exchange where he gives them a seed their own money tree.
They go to the Butterbear has a green thumb, apparently. She got a greenhouse. She plants a tree. It comes up immediately. And the thing I don't understand is like, Wuzzles, count how much money's in the money tree. And like, you don't want to prune the whole thing. I don't know if the money grows back or how that works, but like,
I think it does grow back unless you fuck it up like they do, but go on.
But like, just take, you know, like, hey, let's take $100 out of the $200 out. We'll split it five ways and we'll come back tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, do whatever. But no, they're like, okay, the system is, I get to pick from the tree today of an indeterminate amount, and then we'll draw lots. You pick tomorrow. You pick tomorrow.
It's fucking stupid.
So basically,
offspring a bunch of weird inbreeding. Of course, they're stupid and want money like this.
And their idea is like, okay,
it's
so
more outbreeding.
Outbreeding, I guess. Yeah,
outbreeding. So whoops, they all go to the store. They're like, ooh, this is really cool. I want money. Let's all if we just took a little bit, it wouldn't hurt. And these greedy fucking pigs destroy it all.
They murder this poor tree, man. Murder it dead.
And they pick every single dollar off it, and then they act like they didn't.
This is why you can't give poor people money trees, okay? It's me, tycoon, a tiger raccoon, Donald Trump. You give them money, and they don't know what to do with it, and they pluck the tree dry.
And they do it. You know what they spend it on, folks? They spend it on costumes. You know, that's what they do. That's all they do. They buy costumes.
They piss it all away. And the big problem is it's not in my mouth. If you're going to piss anything away, piss it in my mouth.
Coming up next week, I'll be appearing at the Fall Fun Festival. It's my chance to stand up on top of the cliff, and we'll see what happens.
So here's hoping.
And they don't put any. They don't put it back into the wasselonomy.
Send her back. Where, I don't know where. I don't know where these wuzzles are from.
Well, do you have to send her back to the? Because she's half rhinoceros, half whatever. Did you go back to Africa and then half to Australia? I don't know how that works, people. I don't. But no. So like, yeah. They rob this thing blind. They're like, oh shit. He sold us a defective money tree. So now they're going, fuck.
Yeah, now it's Tycoon's fault. Exactly. Of course.
So Tycoon's like, look, man, it should have worked so long as you didn't pluck it dry. And like, well, I took some and you took some. They all get deflated. This is when Crocosaurus shows up and steals the other money tree.
What is this other thing that's crawling around with this guy?
It made me throw up.
All right, he looked like a goblin. I guess these are the series villains. I don't really remember.
A goblin troll, actually.
Oh, a groll.
A troblin.
Troblin and groll. I like both of these a lot.
But so the bad guy steals it, and they're like, okay. He's like, okay, you know what? I'll give you some money if you help me bring the money tree back, because like, look, I need an army.
No,
here.
He doesn't say money, though. Oh, he says, if you help bring my money tree back, the money tree that will keep making me fucking rich, I'll give you all that shit back that you bartered for that seed.
I went to the antique store. None of it's worth anything.
Yeah, I don't need your dented tuba.
So,
Hoppo, this is just a poster with your fucking face on it. What am I supposed to do with that shit?
Wipe my ass, I already did. Here it is. Here it's back. But so like there's a couple of misadventures of trying to get back. There's like oil something or other.
Oh, God. They make Crocosaurus think that he's struck oil for some reason.
So that he would buy all this equipment or something.
And then they do a legit Ponzi scheme on him, which I really enjoy. Because like Tycoon's like, what's that? The stock market's blowing up. That's exciting.
Oh, right.
And he's like, oh, yeah, give me all your money. I'll put it in stocks, which is like a 401k. And he's like, oh, cool. And let me just put all my hard-earned money into this. And then, of course, the bottom falls out. It's a bunch of storks and ostriches or something. Or
okay.
Oxen.
Those are monsters. Storks and an ox. Yeah.
I have no idea how the economy works in the world of the Wuzzles.
No.
I know is that it's strong because Tycoon is allowed to exist in this world. So, therefore, we got to keep voting for Donald Trump.
The best part is when they cut to Tycoon and he says, there's an ocean of Wuzzle under our feet.
Turns out to be inkwell ink.
Yes.
It's not an oil like well, ink. It's an inkwell. No, it's a dumb joke.
That's pretty dumb.
But I appreciate it.
So the whole thing goes tits up. The dude, Crocosaurus, steals the money tree out of its planter, so that thing's just dead.
It's a dead money tree now. Yeah.
Now nobody has a money tree.
That's sad.
This is when the purge should be enacted.
But we realized, guys, A, we were greedy the first time because we shouldn't have all plucked that money tree. And two, you know what? Maybe if we all made our own costumes like we probably should have in the first place, we'd be happier and better friends.
Right. The money divided us, but our friendship and shitty costumes will unite us.
Yeah, I mean, we should be happy with our place. You know what? Let the rich be rich. Exactly. I don't want to take their money.
You know what?
Whatever trickles down to me, it's 1987.
Perfect. Yeah,
that's great.
I should know my station in life. There is a definite American caste system.
Tycoon has a ton of money, and he's going to invest it in all sorts of stuff in Wuzzleville. And then because of those investments, all his Wuzzle bucks are going to drizzle on.
Yeah, he's a job creuzzle.
Yeah, he's definitely a job creator. You can like suddenly say, hey, Bumble Lion, wipe my fucking ass. Here's a dollar.
The most unrealistic part about this episode is that Tycoon is not upset in the slightest for losing a money tree.
He's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Let's have fun. But this guy's a fucking greedy fucking
He's
capitalist.
Plotting revenge. Yeah. This is why this was the series finale, is he kills all these people.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
hires a Wuzz Hitman.
I need to see the tiger part of him come out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely just been raccoon eating fucking garbage before
Yeah, you're
this.
Totally right.
He should definitely eat one of them.
Oh, no, that's what, yeah, oh. hey, and it's just him and the fucking Ryanoki, and they're hanging out. He's like, hey, Ryanoki, you know that I'm not just a tycoon because I have these orange stripes. I eat garbage. He's like, yeah, like a raccoon. No, I eat garbage. And he's like these sharp teeth, and he starts eating him because he thinks he's garbage.
Oh, right. Yeah. A lot of human good social commentary there.
Human garbage, you rhinoceros.
Or at the very least, like, feed these Wuzzles to your pig walruses.
Oh, yes.
Whatever the fuck.
Mason Woosler.
Yeah. Yes.
And then the most unsettling image of the entire episode is they're like, well, we all have our costumes. Let's go to the festival. And they all just have ghost sheet costumes.
It's the clan. It's very clan-esque.
Yep.
I was named after Buford Wuzzle.
The Kuwuz clan, man.
Oh, man.
Nathan Bedford Wuzzle.
Yikes.
Oh, fuck, man. This cartoon was stupid. Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
Deeply, yeah. It's a bad one. But it did, honestly, it's funny. I didn't watch this show, but because the character design is so close to the Gummy Bears and Tailspin and all those other things, it did feel like I watched it a bunch.
Yes, most definitely.
It was a creepy feeling, but yeah, it's embarrassing. The theme song does slap, by the way.
Yeah, the theme song is fantastic.
I had never heard of this before. I had never seen this before. I'm embarrassed to know it exists. I hate it. I hate you guys for showing it to me.
Well, I'm embarrassed to know you exist.
Well, that's also true, and I'm fine with that, but this is terrible and should have never graced my lovely eyes.
Lovely eyes.
My lovely, wonderful eyes.
Overselling those eyes a little bit there, Chief.
They're beautiful and jade-colored.
Jade-colored?
Nice. I don't know. They used to be green. I don't know.
I watched probably all these episodes growing up. I think this was on the Disney Channel a lot or something.
Which that checks out.
We got at the time. But was I embarrassed? Oh my God, I'm dropping beers.
Now he is.
No, I definitely am embarrassed. Looking back on this, obviously it doesn't hold up. It's a stupid thing for stupid children. And all it does is confuse them because... Now I don't know what animals are as an adult. I never knew what animals are, but looking back, I see why.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. The theme song is good, but, you know, whatever, man.
Yeah, I won't be revisiting the Wuzzles. It is weird because exactly what Steve said, it felt like I had watched this before, but I did watch a fuck ton of Gummy Bears, yes. By the way. But just confirming here, looking at IMDb company credits, this is 100% a Disney product.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Absolutely. So that is Animation Damnation for this month. We went to Wuzzle Town, and thank you for coming along with us, and thank you for continuing to support this wild Patreon endeavor. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Chris Cavan.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.